Are you hungry?
Bruce, you're making us hungry.
I am dining out.
You're dining out with Bruce Newberry.
You're a food dude.
I'm very happy to be here dining out with Bruce Newberry.
That should be your name, the food dude.
Hello again from the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro. Welcome to the tastiest talk show on the radio at our Vermont home, the Wayberry Inn, with Chef Antonio Petri. Always good to sit with you and talk food.
Thanks, Bruce. Yeah, it's good to see you too.
Good to see you. Had a great time with one of your fun appetizers, love to talk about that for a second here. I went for the Fresno pepper appetizer. It's a popper.
That's right. Fresno pepper poppers.
Yeah.
We're playing around with this a little bit recently for the next menu change, and it's been so far well received. It's a very spicy dish.
It is. I thought that it was a lot of fun. I thought that it was, it has some heat. The Fresno pepper is a hot pepper. It's, you know, almost a jalapeno.
Yep.
But it builds gradually. And it's in this light, almost a tempura batter,
yep.
Stuffed with feta.
Yeah, that's whipped feta that's been, has a roasted pepper whipped into it. So the feta cheese is also has an element of spice to it.
Yeah, and what a lot of fun that was. It really was. And then one of my favorite things ever is this lemon yogurt kind of aioli that comes alongside.
Yeah. Yeah, the lemon yogurt sauce is really good. That's on our crab cake, and it has been for since I put the crab cake on the menu, and it's just people love it.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Yeah,
really it's nice.
A little sweetness to the dish.
A little sweetness to it. Now, the heat comes from not only the Fresno, but also this harissa that you apply to the top of these poppers.
That's right. So just a little, you know, it's got the spicy cheese inside, and then on top we just put a little a little splash of the harissa sauce that we make in-house, which is also roasted Fresnos. And that's a very spicy sauce.
That was spicier than the pepper inside
yeah,
to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But once you take the seeds out of those Fresnos, they lose a little edge.
Yes. Yes. But that lemon yogurt aioli is my favorite thing ever. It's almost like a lemon drop. It was nice. It's sweet. It added some smoothness to it, cooled things off a little bit. And what a lot of fun. So I hope that we see more things like that.
Yeah, definitely, and we're definitely playing with a lot of different ideas for the next menu. So
nice.
We're really excited.
Nice. Well, one thing that is looming large and we want to spend a lot of time talking about is Mother's Day, the mother of all days, and great news again that we're going to have a brunch buffet this
That's
time.
That's right. Yeah.
So much. It was so great at Easter.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that buffet.
Everybody was so happy, and boy, the numbers were right there.
Mm-hmm.
We had literally hundreds of people coming in, and it was what a great day. And this is going to be an amazing brunch buffet, and the hours are just perfect, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so you start out breakfasty and end up kind of lunchy.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, we'll have options from both categories all day. We're going to definitely do a nice Donna's Famous Hollandaise, so we'll do a nice Benedict, maybe with smoked salmon cakes.
Mm.
I'm planning maybe a duck leg on Ooh. The buffet, a nice duck confit, and then we'll have a carving station. Just like Easter, we'll have probably prime rib or tenderloin, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
One other surprise item we haven't quite decided on.
Excellent. What were some of the sides and some of the fill-ins that were big, big hits that we might see on this Mother's Day brunch buffet?
Well, we're definitely, Donna's going to have a huge, you know, like always, traditional dessert buffet spread. She's going to have lots of creative,
We're going to see some of the hits that Donna
right.
is known for, Chardonnay cake, what are some of the other things? She just is going to be baking up a storm.
That's right, yeah. She did a cannoli cake for Easter.
Yeah.
I also did like a lemon tart. That was very good. So we'll probably, you know, we'll hit all the categories, but I don't want to give too much away.
That's
right now.
Okay. That's okay. But it's going to be a substantial brunch buffet. So there's going to be plenty of breakfast items, the bacon, the ham,
yep.
The eggs, French
Lighter.
Toast.
Yeah, maybe a little French toast, maybe, some small blueberry cream cheese stuffed. But we'll release a menu shortly, you know, in the next few weeks. So be on the lookout for that.
Nice. Well, we're still a ways out, but not too soon to make reservations for Mother's Day, May 12th now, 10 a.m., 2 p.m., a brunch buffet here at the Wayberry Inn. It's going to be spectacular. It's going to be lovely. And Mom is going to be treated just like she deserves.
Yeah. And, you know, Mother's Day falls this year specifically because we had that last snowstorm.
Yes.
Kind of slowed a lot of the ramps and fiddleheads down. So it's looking like Mother's Day will be good for those.
Oh, nice.
Yep. They're just starting to poke up here. So we've been out in the woods foraging, and we have a bounty out on the ramps among staff. So hopefully they'll start bringing in bags.
People are going to bring them in. Yep. You had a ramp special recently. You had ramps on a special recently with some cod.
That's right. Yeah. This is a nice dish. This sauce I learned to make years ago. It's called acquapazza, which translated from Italian means crazy water. And it's a fish stock and white wine mixed together, boiled and poured over lemons, tomatoes, olives, you know, really whatever you want. I put some ramps in mine, and it's really good. It has this really fresh, it's very spring, it's summery, and you kind of just simmer the cod in that, or the fish that you're, you know, I've done grilled bronzino with it. It's really a complimentary sauce, and we're playing with that, too, for the new menu for a cod au nage, which is should be really nice.
We mentioned that the last time we were talking about the new menu, and that's going to be a very, very exciting dish. You had lamb on a recent menu. You had a roasted rack of lamb.
Yep.
With more of that lemon aioli.
Yeah. Yeah, that lemon aioli, can't get enough of it. we're playing with that as well. You know, it's hard for me to make a bunch of different yogurt sauces, so I usually doctor up that lemon yogurt for some tzatziki. I've been playing with the beurre rouge, which is, you know, everyone's familiar with the beurre blanc. It's
right.
A white wine butter sauce. This is a red wine butter sauce. So I'm playing with the Kalamata beurre rouge, Kalamata mint in there.
Ooh.
And you kind of take the pan, you've cooked the lamb in, you deglaze it with the red wine and bring it back with the butter. Maybe add a little
exciting
lamb gravy in there for added flavor. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff we're looking at for the summer and spring.
Very exciting. People want to know about vegetarian items.
Mm-hmm.
That Fresno pepper would have been vegetarian, not vegan.
That's correct.
So you're covered there. But there was a nice vegetarian entree that you had. Of course, there's been a vegetarian entree built around a portobello mushroom for a long time, many years on this Wayberry menu. You stepped it up a little bit with some eggplant and some other things. Tell me about that.
Yeah, this is a traditional Napoleon we're running as a special. Donna loves these, so she'll make some and we'll special them out from time to time. And it's just a stack of roasted vegetables with portobello mushroom and a little mozzarella cheese, balsamic.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional flavors you can't really go wrong with.
Stacked up and served with the marinara and couscous.
Yep.
And there was couscous on a couple of those dishes the other night. So it's so much fun. I do love to, I love couscous. It's springy. It really is. And of course, the baking continues. The other evening was a chocolate raspberry cake. It was flourless, served with a raspberry coulis and of course whipped cream. And are you smoking, or are we doing less smoking with more to come?
We're still smoking. We're definitely still smoking. We still have the bacon, the ribs, the chicken leg. Probably won't touch those too much. You know, everyone loves those, and we've really kind of honed in that practice. I'm adding, as you're talking about vegetarian entrees, vegan entrees for the new menu. We've been playing with the smoked beet.
Yeah.
Looking at smoked beet kofta, so seasoned with the Indian spice rub and
interesting.
And smoked. And that's a really deeply flavored dish, and served with coconut rice, we're thinking, you know, and we're still playing with that one too, but that's, we're looking to make that change.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun and so exciting. It really is. So looking forward to this and just many, many more surprises. And you can find us here quite a few nights.
That's right. Yeah. We're closed Wednesdays now. That happened about the middle of last month, but just want everyone to know, you know, I've seen a few cars pull in and turn right around on Wednesdays,
right.
And
I always
feel bad. So.
Yeah, we're Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, but we're hoping we can get back to 6 days,
you
know, before the, you know, by the time school's out.
You bet. And so much more to come, an exciting new menu, things like Margarita Mondays. So your week starts out on a great, great note. And of course, when you stay here, there's breakfast. So there is that. and the Mother's Day brunch buffet as well. So plenty, plenty to keep you occupied and to head you in this direction here at the Wayberry Inn in East Middlebury, heading into the merry month of May. Chef Antonio Petri, we thank you so very much. Looking forward to more exciting things coming out of that kitchen.
Thanks, Bruce.
Food dude, Bruce Newberry.
Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream, Vermont's other ice cream. Stop in at our Island Homemade Ice Cream Scoop Shop, Williston Road at 21 Commerce Street. Have an R Blend iced coffee with a little ice cream. Brighten your day with delightful treats. Cones, cups, shakes, sprinkles, cookies, brownies. Come in for lunch. Create your own crispy golden grilled cheese. Pair it with a hearty soup like tomato basil jerk chicken, three bean chili chicken noodle. Many delicious lunch options. Enjoy our delicious donuts, muffins, and breakfast sandwiches, and ice cream all day. We're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stop in and see us at the cafe at Island Homemade Ice Cream Scoop Shop, Vermont's other ice cream, Williston Road at 21 Commerce Street.
You're dining out with Bruce Newberry.
In the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro, brought to you by Perella's Ristorante. Over 30 years in the East Bay, Lou Perella welcomes you. By Gaspar's, the Portuguese sausage the whole world has been enjoying for over 100 years. And by Palmer River Grill, where the Gorman family welcomes you. 382 Market Street, Warren, Rhode Island. On the tastiest talk show this weekend, brought to you by the Wayberry Inn, it's not too soon to think about Mother's Day. 802-388-4015. And the cafe at Island Homemade Ice Cream Scoop Shop, scoops and soups, cones and coffee, where every day is special on Williston Road at Commerce Street. We spent some time getting to know some new and established companies and friends at the Buyer's Marketplace from Hope and Maine and Dave's Fresh Marketplace at Farm Fresh RI. It was a maker, a producer show, the most sought after local products. It's really the Ocean State's premier food trade show. It's the only food show that is really a Rhode Island food show that goes on in Rhode Island. Hope and Maine, Rhode Island's original culinary incubator, with a decade of experience bringing hundreds of new food and beverage businesses to market, has partnered again this year with Farm Fresh Rhode Island to connect grocers, distributors, cafes and restaurants, gourmet and gift shops, and other wholesale buyers with iconic local food products in the Ocean State. It's a curated show, dozens of companies on site, plant-based foods, health-conscious snacks, global cuisines, and every last one of them with a story, I'm going to tell you. And you're going to hear some of the stories in just a moment here. It was a splendid time and a who's who of chefs, restaurateurs, grocers, wholesalers, distributors, consultants, people from all over, literally all over the country, were in to see what was this all about here. And I'll tell you what really brought people in and brought an entirely new constituency was the Grocery Association, the Food Dealers Association, decided to hold its Best Bagger contest right in the middle of the Buyer's Marketplace at Hope at the Farm Fresh RI trade show. Now, this ends up in Las Vegas. It's a National Grocery Association show, and there are state semifinals and runoffs. And it was all of the supermarkets represented in the state of Rhode Island. Dave's and Clements and Brigido's and Stop and Shop and Shaw's. And it was a hard-fought competition, and it brought so many people who would not necessarily have shown up at this show. So it was really exciting. Dave's Marketplace, the home team, got the silver and the bronze, but the winner was no less than Shaw's. And so we congratulate the best bagger from Shaw's, who will represent Rhode Island at the national finals in Las Vegas this summer for a chance at literally $25,000 worth of prizes and things. It's really amazing. But we ate and sipped our way through with the help of lots of friends like Sacred Cow Granola, on hand with a brand new flavor of granola, orange, vanilla, bourbon. Oh, it's going to be a winner. It was in R&D, so it was a test market. You know how at the auto shows they show a concept car that will never see a highway? Well, this was at least a first taste, and it was delicious. Candied orange peel and vanilla, bourbon vanilla, that was in that granola along with maple syrup. It was really amazing, and I hope we see much more of that and taste much more of that. But there were a lot of other things to taste as well. We're here at the Hope in Maine Tabletop Show, the big marketplace, and we're here at Baba Yaga Chili Crisp talking to Cesar Aldrete. Cesar, nice to see you.
Really nice meeting you, and yeah, we're super excited here. We're just giving a little taste on what Chili Crisp is to everyone that is visiting us today.
Now, Chili Crisp is having a moment. Chili Crisp is in the news. It's in the food news. There's a little controversy about it. But you know what? It's like the Chili Crisp itself. It's a little spice that adds interest, right? So just for those who don't know, take us through and tell us what Chili Crisp is.
So pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's picking up some speed there, but it's here to stay. And our Chili Crisp, we have two different versions. One that has Carolina Reaper. So that one has definitely a kick. The other one, or regular Chili Crisp, has some mushrooms in there for the umami flavor. We're talking that it has some chile de árbol that is just gonna like evolve as you get that bite. But also we added some cashews there. We wanted to really bring the crisp to this chili crisp, right?
So it's kind of like a cross between a hot sauce and a salsa. It has the spice. It's used to season a lot of things and to add flavor and heat and interest. But it's got a little bit of a crispness, a crunch to it at the same time, right? Did I explain it right?
I think you did a great job. Yeah, it's a condiment, if you would say. Like, you can add it on top of a rice bowl, an avocado toast, or even like your over easy eggs with that runny yolk. Anything that you can add it to absolutely anything. And it's just going to add flavor, a little bit of spiciness. It's just going to be a kick that you get that one bite and you will want to have a second bite.
Absolutely. Now, I just tried the mild. Now, the Baba Yaga Chili Crisp comes in mild, and then it comes in very hot, which is also, the secret of that is the Carolina Reaper. Now, if you know peppers, you know what I'm talking about. But the mild actually delivers some heat, Cesar.
It does. And again, like, it develops as you have it a little bit, like if you have a little bit more, it builds up on the mouth. But it just adds a flavor. So really, really, we wanted that chili flavor, but something else.
All right. Should I go for it? Should I try the Carolina?
Yeah, please go for it.
All right, here we go. We're gonna go for it on live radio here, and we're serving it on a little tortilla chip.
I'm gonna go a little lighter on that.
Okay. All right. So this is the Reaper. The Carolina Reaper is the base here. Now, it's all handcrafted, small batch, at Hope in Maine, and so we have a little gochujang. We have some chili flakes, but the heart of the matter here is the Carolina Reaper. Now, it's in flake form. Where is this it here?
Yeah,
that's okay.
The one.
That's the one. All right. And what's the chip that it's on?
That one is just a tortilla chip. It's plain. We wanted to have just that complement. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
It's gonna build up. There it is. It is building up.
But it also has some flavor, because we do add some mushrooms there, because we wanted that umami, that we just wanted to pretty much build on all those flavors.
Right.
It has a little bit of sugar as well.
Whoa!
Is it getting there?
It got there.
But wow, wouldn't you want to have a little more? Like, that's the other thing. You want another chip, you want a little bit more, and you want to keep going.
You're reading my mind. Absolutely right, Cesar. It's that kind of a heat where you say, wow, this is getting to me, and it goes right to my head. I'm going to break out in a sheen any minute now, Cesar, but I want more.
Yeah. Well, and if you want to just find us on Instagram, we have all our information there, and you can reach out to us, Baba Yaga Chili Crisp.
Excellent. Cesar, thank you so very much. All the best to you.
Thank you very much. Really nice meeting you, Bruce.
Next up were the Caswells from Rhode Island Shellfish Company. It's all about the quahog. And these folks really get up and close and personal with those quahogs. So you're a quahogger. Were you out quahogging today?
I was not today.
Yesterday.
In the past, I have.
Okay.
bad. Yeah, not. We normally don't usually try to get out there in the winter as much, but in the summer, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Hey, look, I've never been coal hogging, so I'm living vicariously through you.
Right. So. Well, it's a great thing. Husband did a lot of it, so yeah,
It's your life, right? How long, Peter? How long have you been coal hogging?
Ever since I could remember.
Yeah. So tell me about this stuffy recipe.
So our stuffy recipe actually is the original coal hog we always use, and we do shuck them ourselves, and then we chop them up, and we make a pork sausage with it. We use fresh vegetables, and then we add our crackery, buttery breading. And then we do a little spicy and a mild, and the spicy we would just be a little cracked pepper. It just has a little kick in the end, so not overwhelming, and it's a lot of good texture going on and flavor and everything you can taste.
So you know how everybody doctors up their stuffy?
Right.
Right? Everybody's a stuffy expert. Mm-hmm. Lemon, hot sauce, pepper flakes.
These, I feel,
how do you recommend?
Well, with ours, you don't need anything. Unless you do want to bump up the spice, then you can, but you don't want to cover it up, the flavor of the coal hog.
That's great advice. Just try it your way.
Right. Exactly.
You put a lot of...
I always recommend trying it as is before you put anything else on it.
There you go. That's right from the expert, the coal hogger, the Caswells, and Brian is here as well at Rhode Island Shellfish. Well, I'm going to try one of these amazing stuffies. Where can we find these?
So we are in a lot of... We are in Belmont, we are in Big Y, we are in Rocks, we are in small seafood retail places, just like Andre's.
Great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Food Dude, Bruce Newberry.
The good word from the Wayberry Inn, mom's the word at the Wayberry Inn. Announcing the Mother's Day Brunch Buffet at the Wayberry Inn. You remember how much fun and how amazing it was to have a brunch buffet back at the Wayberry Inn. Well, for the mother of all days, we're bringing back the mother of all brunches. The Wayberry's famous, fabulous Mother's Day Brunch Buffet, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. Getting close. Make a reservation now, 802-388-4015. Now, if brunch is not in the plans for mom for this Mother's Day, bring her for dinner. Bring the whole family for dinner. Mother's Day at the Wayberry Inn. Dinner service with a special menu late afternoon, early evening. Perfect for your Mother's Day plans. So we've got you covered. Both ends of Mother's Day. Our brunch buffet, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dinner service with a special menu late afternoon, early evening. One day only. Mother's Day. There is no other like Mother and Mother's Day at the Wayberry Inn. Make a reservation now, 802-388-4015. We've got Mom at the Wayberry Inn in Middlebury, Vermont.
You're dining out with Bruce Newberry.
Hey, this is Emeril Lagasse. You're dining out with Bruce Newberry. Bam!
Sacred Cow Granola announces the return of Food Truck Sundays to the Sacred Cow Market and Scoop Shop in East Providence starting Memorial Day weekend at Monroe Dairy Sacred Cow Ice Cream Shop and Market in the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro. Brought to you by Perella's Ristorante. Over 30 years in the East Bay, Lou Perella welcomes you. By Gaspar's, the Portuguese sausage the whole world has been enjoying for over 100 years. And by Palmer River Grill, where the Gorman family welcomes you. 382 Market Street, Warren, Rhode Island. On the tastiest talk show this weekend. Brought to you by the Wayberry Inn. It's not too soon to think about Mother's Day. 802-388-4015. And the cafe at Island Homemade Ice Cream Scoop Shop. Scoops and soups, cones and coffee, where every day is special on Williston Road at Commerce Street. We spent some time getting to know some new and established companies and friends at the Buyer's Marketplace from Hope and Maine and Dave's Fresh Marketplace at Farm Fresh RI. It was a producer show, the most sought after local products. It's really the Ocean State's premier food trade show. It's the only food show that is really a Rhode Island food show that goes on in Rhode Island. Hope and Maine, Rhode Island's original culinary incubator, With a decade of experience bringing hundreds of new food and beverage businesses to market, has partnered again this year with Farm Fresh Rhode Island to connect grocers, distributors, cafes and restaurants, gourmet and gift shops, and other wholesale buyers with iconic local food products in the Ocean State. It's a curated show, dozens of companies on site, with the help of lots of friends like Sacred Cow Granola. But there were a lot of other things to taste as well.
Well, the flavors here at the Hope and Main Marketplace are inspired from all over, literally all over the world. Caribbean and Jamaican influences make up these Caribbean-inspired flavored syrups from Caribbean Company, and Savannah Campbell is Caribbean Company. It's nice to see you.
Yeah, it's nice to see you too.
This is very, very exciting. You came up with these syrups, these flavors, and they're from your past.
Yes. So essentially, I've been a chef for most of my career, graduated from Johnson & Wales University. Working as a chef, you need a lot of caffeine. You know, you got to like work those long hours. So one of my favorite things to do was to grab a flavored latte, keep me awake during my shift. And I kind of wondered how I could incorporate flavors from my childhood into my daily cup of coffee. And that's how Caribbean Company was born.
That's amazing. So you couldn't find the flavors, so you made them.
Yes, exactly.
Listen to you. That's great. What was the first one?
The first one was actually the coconut drop. Coconut drops in Jamaica are like a candy with chunks of coconut, ginger, and a brown sugar syrup. It's a very popular treat, something I loved growing up eating. And I turned it into a syrup that you can put in coffee, over your pancakes, and in tea.
It's amazing. And that seems to be the theme through these Caribbean Company syrups, that they are versatile and they could be used on pancakes or in a cocktail.
Exactly. That, like, as a chef, one thing I love having, when I have something in my pantry, I want it to be able to be used for a lot of different things. So that was a very important point for me to drive home with this brand.
Well, we started out with the chocolate rum cream syrup, and it's amazing how you can taste all of those things in this syrup.
Yes, very simple ingredients, so you can taste everything that's in there. It boasts dark Jamaican rum extract, so it's non-alcoholic, and then of course chocolate, which everyone loves, but great over chocolate chip pancakes, in coffee, and in tea as well.
Absolutely, and a great idea that you have, Savannah, is that these will be amazing in seltzer.
Yeah. Oh, seltzer water is probably the most popular use. We have a sorrel and ginger syrup. It's a staple flavor from the Caribbean. Goes by many names, hibiscus, roselle, jamaica, but it's the hibiscus flower, tart, and gingery the syrup is. Great for seltzer water.
Oh, sounds great. Now, you have one. I saw one with that looked like it could have been pretty spicy.
Yeah, oh, the habanero pepper syrup is actually one of our best sellers.
Let's fire up one of those.
Yes, so if you do spicy margaritas, you will love the habanero syrup.
Okay.
Yes.
And it is, it's habanero. Now, did you try this as a latte? I'm trying to imagine a habanero latte.
I haven't, but you know, I've had a couple people tell me that they put it in their coffee. But I don't want to try it myself.
Wow, okay. Hey, that'll wake you up. It sure doesn't taste like tomato juice, as they used to say, right? Wow.
Exactly.
Just amazing. All inspired by flavors from the Caribbean. Where can we find Caribbean Company?
Yes. Yeah, so on my website, CaribbeanCompany.com, I have an e-commerce shop. I ship all over the country. I mean, a couple of local retailers like Grapes and Grains in Barrington and Hope and Main's Downtown Makers Marketplace in Providence. And I also do farmers markets and pop-ups all around Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
Excellent. Say it right. It's Caribbean and Company.
Caribbean and Company. Yes.
Savannah, thank you so much. All the best to you. Great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you. Nice to meet you.
Well, every time I walk into the Sacred Cow Market, everybody is grabbing the Navad Babka off the shelf. It is flying out of the place, and it was the talk of social media. There was a whole thread going on. So here at the Hope and Main Tabletop Buyer's Marketplace, we had to stop and talk to Shay. How are you?
Doing amazing. Thank you.
Well, you're having a great day. Everybody loves Navad Babka.
We are very happy to be here. We love it.
Now, it's kind of new, but you've kind of been around for a while.
Crazy to say our four-year birthday is this week.
It took you 4 years to become an overnight sensation.
Thank you, guys.
Now, Navad was known by another name.
We rebranded from Buns Bakery last year.
Yeah. So, and that's a name that a lot of friends were made with that name. But a lot of more friends are made with this name, and you make authentic babka. Just for those who don't know, tell us what babka is.
So babka's a traditional Jewish pastry that we kind of modernize using a laminated Danish dough. So ours is extra flaky and gooey and amazing.
I understand one of the secrets is the butter.
Yes, we use European-style butter, the higher fat content, and it makes our lamination even more noticeable.
It really is incredible. And if you know what laminated dough is and laminated pastries are, then you know. But it gives it this sheen and this shine, and it makes it look like a work of art, but it makes it taste so rich, too.
Thank you so much. There's also a lot of love in there.
Yes. Goes without saying. There are different flavors.
Yeah. So right now we always have our staples, which is cinnamon brown sugar and chocolate hazelnut. And for spring right now we have a lemon ricotta.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's always a favorite. Whenever it comes around, you know it's springtime.
Oh, I love that. Lemon ricotta. And it is, you can have it for breakfast. You can have it anytime.
I put no time limit on my babka eating.
There is no time limit on babka eating for sure. And how long does it take to bake? Is it a time-consuming process?
The whole process is probably about 4 days total. From the time we mix the dough to then we laminate it, then we have to let it rest again, then shape it, proof it, and bake it.
Now, there are some small ones here. They almost look like croissants or crescent rolls.
Yeah, those are Israeli-style rugula. They're also made out of the same dough as our babka. The chocolate one is kind of a special one in my mind.
Yes.
We bake a brownie for the filling, so it's very rich.
Oh, man. Yeah, no wonder it flies off the shelf at the Sacred Cow. It sounds so amazing. And in addition to the Sacred Cow Market, where can we find Navad Babka and all of the wonderful things?
So we work with a lot of local wholesale partners. All of them are listed on our website or on our Instagram. We also cross-promote. So anywhere you want to find us, let us know and we'll be there.
You bet. And it's all baked in Providence.
East Providence. We just moved.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that. Really? That's great. And how about that for a success story? East Providence. You can get there from here.
We're doing it.
Well, it's wonderful. That is a success story, I'll tell you what. And it's N-A-V-A-D, Navad Bakers. Shay, thank you so much. Wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Very nice to talk to you.
Food Dude, Bruce Newberry.